Welcome once again to GPK Radio. This podcast is a personal journal of my interactions with both work and life and of my thinking regarding current education theory and practice. With over 35 years experience of education both in the classroom and as a principal, I currently work as an outreach teacher and specialise in working with children with social, emotional and behavioural difficulties. You can ask for a particular educational topic to be discussed by putting an audio comment up on anchor.fm/GPK. You can also direct message me on Twitter or Instagram. The connections are in the program notes. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Basically, what we're doing today is just documenting my day. Hi podcast listeners, just to update you on this morning, pretty busy. I actually started off working with three children out this morning looking at growth mindset, where we're looking at trying to encourage them to look more positively at difficult situations. I use some Class Dojo stuff for that and also some YouTube videos. I also ended up in a counselling role with the classroom assistant who I placed within this outreach school, who had to return to our base yesterday and was involved in a major incident with a child where she actually got injured. So a little bit of downtime this morning, just allowing her to chat through that and talk through it. A counselling basically for her, just to talk through the incident and allow her to express her feelings and her thoughts and think about it afterwards. That's just an example of the different types of role we have to undertake as I go through the course of a week as an outreach teacher working with children who have social, emotional and behavioural difficulties. And it's one of the particular things that we're involved in. I would be counselling a number of children, but that transfers across as easily to adults as it does to children and even to whole school contexts on occasions with regards to how we deal with particular situations. And the post-incident learning that we would use with children sometimes can be of massive use when we use it with adults who have been involved in particularly traumatic or difficult circumstances as well. Just in the middle of finishing the after break preparations for the children that I'm working with, then I'm heading for you could call it a business lunch. It's actually a team lunch where a number of us get together and cross-fertilize information on different incidents and advice that we've given on them with regards to the first couple of days of the week. It leaves that we can then update ourselves on what's happening out there, but also that we're not making decisions in total isolation, that we are coming from a pool of advice to give information to schools, and that makes for better practice. And I've kind of spent the last year trying to set up that system whereby a number of the outreach teachers tend to meet on occasions to actually talk about what's actually happening in the schools and how they're dealing with it. There will be a discussion today on the post-incident learning session that I had with the classroom assistant this morning with regards to the in-base incident yesterday afternoon, because it has implications for classroom assistants and class teachers within the base situation, and probably will have outworkings with regards to me having a discussion with management on the particular issue as well with regards to how we look at dealing with it going forward. Okay, just following up on what I was saying about doing individual sessions with children today. A lot of the work I'll do, in fact, 100% of the work I do, I use iPad and a laptop for it from the point of view of I engage the children with visual stimuli and then we discuss. So basically I'm using pictures and sound from the point of view of the work I do with the children on outreach and the sessions I do with them. I've moved away from the actual written script altogether. I find a lot of the autistic and ADHD children I work with have enough issues and problems dealing with a normal school day and the amount of written or text material that they have to deal with without coming out to an outreach session of mine and having to deal with it as well. So I feel I've actually moved forward, and I feel it's something that class teachers need to recognise, particularly in the new digital world where Google answers all questions and, you know, do you really need to be able to write an essay? I do that much my text work myself with regards to actual plans and different stuff and writing status reports and intervention advices, that realistically when I'm doing this particular work where I'm journaling what I actually do, and you guys are listening to it, I have no intention or inclination whatsoever to move to the likes of a blog, as in a written. I've tried that a couple of times and it was just another chore. So, you know, that's why I use the audio diary like this, and use this type of podcast to actually get the information out there and across. Anyway, heading into this lunch meeting now, obviously can't record any of it because there'll be names and different stuff used, and we don't want them out in the public sector, particularly with the special needs children we work with, and some of the issues we deal with within schools or regarding teachers are quite confidential as well. So, you know, there'll be no discussion recorded there. I will follow up and see how this morning's gone with some of the other guys that we're meeting with, and also the discussion on the incident that happened yesterday within the base school. So I'll touch base with you after lunch. Okay, we've arrived at the next school for today's outreach support. Interesting when you walk into schools, some of them are noisy and some of them are quiet. Some of them are a good mix of noisy and quiet, but what I'm talking about, the noisy ones sometimes, I mean a bad noisy, in that if their boss tends to be loud and shouty, the school tends to have that culture, and you can hear that shouting emanating from a number of classrooms, be it teachers or assistants or whatever. So it's amazing the way the culture or the vibe of the head of a school determines what actually happens on the ground within it, particularly if they've been there for a while and they've had an influence over the people that they are employing. And that tends to be a pattern that I see in schools that I visit. Just out of the gym, first session in a while, so very happy with that, although I am going to have to look at my gym provider. A lot of equipment maybe not 100%, plus jacuzzi out of action and steam room not working as well as it should, so kind of have to look at alternatives probably. Want to put in a good run of that over the next couple of months to get myself back on track. I've let things slip a little this last while, so we're going to work on that. You probably can hear the rain is coming down full tilt here, so it is. So it's just changed from I went into the gym to come out, from sunshine to dark clouds and full-on rain. So it really is a mix of the weather you can kind of get around this country. I'm wondering if this winter stroke cold stroke wet weather is ever going to go away. Big thing this afternoon, different stuff done with regards to children, and also looking at a tomorrow morning where I'm going to have a meet with some of the management over the issue that was took place yesterday, and see how that affects the ongoing situation with regards to assistants and teachers within the base. So we'll have a look at that. That's something for tomorrow morning. But for now, it's home, get a nice bite to eat and relax for the rest of the evening. Time to chill out. We'll speak tomorrow and I'll have more on the podcast. Hoping to do a run of daily ones for the next while, plus the odd information one where I put up stuff that's relevant to the education market stroke a profession with regards to information and updated news on different happenings, particularly with regards to the latest special needs budgets and whatever. We haven't had much movement on that this last week or so, so we'll bring that issue to the fore over the next week or two, so we will. Okay, so bye for now. Enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are, and thanks again for listening to GPK RMI Radio Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.